If you are in the room, you are meant to be there because the universe does not provide you with opportunities before you are ready. Good morning, friends. Welcome to your Monday Motivational Minute. I'm Lucy Saltmarsh. This is episode 106, and today we're going to be talking about owning the room. If you like this episode, be sure to share and subscribe. I spent the weekend in Temecula, California on a ranch at a business summit led by Bedros Koulian, whose podcast I highly recommend if you're looking for motivation, though I'll warn you, he's blunt. This was a room of highly driven, successful entrepreneurs. The energy was tangible as soon as you entered the space. The demographic of the group was somewhere around 70 to 80% men, averaging from ages 35 to 50. And I know at a different point in my life, I would have walked in and shrunk, made my body small, smiled when someone looked at me, but never initiating conversation, and thinking that those around me were probably wondering why I was here or thought that I was underqualified. But my friend Charlie Gaines posted something that I've never forgotten 2 years ago. He said, if you're in the room, you're meant to be there. So although I was one of the youngest and one of only a few women, I showed up fully and completely. I walked in with my shoulders back and head held high. I volunteered to go first in activities. I provided my own insights in business and asked questions of other owners and keynote speakers. In fact, I even wore pink because that color embodies who I am. A bubbly, high-energy go-getter who will never take myself out of the arena again out of fear of not being good enough. Because here's the secret. You need to be in rooms that stretch you and intimidate you in order to grow in life and business. And you advance a heck of a lot faster by using the experience of others. So my challenge to you this week is to enter spaces that are beyond your comfort zone athletically, professionally, and personally, and to do so with confidence. Have a great week, and we'll do it again next Monday. If you like this episode, it would mean the world to me if you share it with a friend, family member, or colleague.